are going to bring in our very good friend, the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, John Gibbons. Merry Christmas, Mr. Gibbons.
JB, Merry Christmas to you.
So what is John Gibbons doing Christmas Eve?
Well, we're going to, let's see, you know, my wife's parents are in town and my mom's here. We'll, you know, we'll see them probably during the day a little bit, and then we'll go to, you know, church service later on this afternoon. And you know, the kids, you know, my kids are a little bit older now, so there's not all the presents and things like that. So, you know, who knows what we'll do tonight. We'll get a nice, my wife will probably cook a nice meal, and then we'll end up sleeping in the morning tomorrow. It's not like it used to be, but love this time of year, though. A little warm, though, huh? You guys are a little warm up there, too.
Yeah, we have nothing that even remotely resembles snow.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't feel like Christmas, huh?
No. But you know what? It'll snow at some point. I'm reasonably certain that before opening day, there will be snow on the ground in Toronto at some point.
Oh, yeah, guaranteed.
Maybe a little bit, at least. Hey, you know, Sportsnet showing yesterday showed replays of the 2015 season, kind of a retrospective. And you know, I was watching it, and it got into that final game in Kansas City. And I said earlier this morning on the radio that you know, just that the pitch to Ben Revere. I was like, as soon as I saw that, it was everything kind of got put into context there. But I wanted to ask you, have you had a chance at all this offseason to kind of take a look back at what 2015 was like? Because this is a time of year where we do kind of reflect about things. And, you know, when you look back at that season, what do you remember the most?
Well, Jeff, you know what? It was such a tremendous, you know, season for the team. I thoroughly enjoyed it, you know, more than any season I've had. And that's not just because we won, you know, we got to the playoffs. That has nothing to do with that, you know. It was really a group of guys that was assembled. You know, we had a little chaos a little bit the, you know, prior years. And, you know, we really put together a top-notch group of guys that were focused on winning, you know. And there was a different mentality. There was a different set of characters, let's say. And so I really enjoyed it. It was my most enjoyable year. Even early in the season, we were just kind of, you know, trying to find our way and things like that. And then you know, just look back. I quite often I'm sitting around, if I'm doing nothing, and I'll reflect on, you know, around that trade deadline time. You know, we were in the thick of it, and you know the size of the moves we ended up making. You know, we identified the areas we needed to change some things, and Alex was able to go out and pull off some big deals, not just, you know, little things. It was some big things that really, I mean, were instrumental in getting us to the top, you know, and it had been so long. And, you know, you could feel it around town, you know. I mean, you hear people talking all the time going into the year, you know, 20-some years since you've been to playoffs, 20-some. I don't think you really grasp that until you, you know, get to experience it like we did, you know, just how long that was. And, you know, you saw just what a great baseball city, you know, Toronto, and, you know, even around the country, you know, the fan support. So it was there, you know, I heard about it, but I hadn't seen it yet because, you know, we didn't deliver on our end. That was starting to deliver on our end, and you could see what everybody talked about. So I'll look back on this year with such great fond memories, and, you know, we still want that, you know, we still want to get back to the top. You know, we think we got one more thing in us so we can win that World Series next year. And, but I'll cherish this year because, you know, it was really my career to this point in Toronto. You know, we there's a lot of good things that happened, but nothing great had happened. And I think maybe we broke through the ice of that now, and hopefully we can take one more step, and it'll all be fun to talk about.
Is this team good enough to win a World Series right now?
Yeah, I think it is, Jeff. You know, I really do. I think, you know, I'm excited for the fact that, you know, we'll have Tulowitzki and, you know, Revere for a whole year. You know, I think, you know, the talk of our team last year was the offense, how powerful we were. I think we're going to be even stronger because of those two of the guys I mentioned. And, you know, Pilar is going to have a year under his belt. You know, you've got to figure, you know, Donaldson, Batista, and Eddie, they're going to do their thing. You know, I think Colabello is also going to, you know, show he really belongs. That was no fluke last year. So I think the team on the field is going to be better. You know, the question marks, what's going on with the pitching staff? Of course, you know, Price is gone. He was huge. You know, Burley, you know, Mark was always a big winner for us, you know, and so he'll be gone. But I think really the way the team's built now, you know, that we still are, we're going to be a powerful offense. you know, all we're going to need out of our pitchers, yeah, you know, hold it close, give us a shot. Now, I mean, the argument will be, well, you know, you did that last year, and, you know, in close ball games, it didn't help you and all that. But, you know, I think, again, I have a better feeling about this. You know, I'm just more optimistic. I experienced it last year. But only time will tell, you know, if that type of baseball still plays out, if you can slug your way to the top. But I think the playoff experience is going to help a lot of guys on that team as well, the returners. And, you know, I'm just excited. But, I think we can do it.
Do you still need to see a few more arms added before the start of the spring training? And do you expect to see maybe another arm? And, you know, I'm going to call it an impact arm. I'm just going to throw that out there. But, you know, an arm that will be a key arm in the bullpen or perhaps a key arm in the rotation? Or is this kind of the group and now it's just a matter of figuring out where Aaron Sanchez fits into that group, you know, whether he's going to be a starter and a reliever?
Right, yeah, Jeff. Well, that's a big question. You know, well, Sanchez's still that wild card. You know, he's you know, there's some debate on you know where he ends up, and a lot of people want to see him start. But is he more going to be more valuable to us out of the bullpen? That's the thing. And you know, I know they're looking at different ways of acquiring guys right now, and maybe, you know, trying to load up a little bit more. I'm not sure if that's possible, to be honest with you, but, you know, that's not my department, so I kind of stay out of that. But, I'll throw my 2 cents in when asked. But I know it's not for lack of effort. They're trying to do that. You know, a lot of the big guys are, you know, off the market now. But there's, mm-hmm. There could be some guys out there that, you know, through a trade or something like that, maybe, you know, they can pull somebody in because they're trying to do it. You know as well as anybody after all that baseball you've been watching over the years, you know, that bullpen, man. You know, I don't know how many times you and I sat on that telephone last week, Wednesday or Thursday, and talked about bullpen, you know. So that's a very key, crucial area. But I think we'll be fine. We have some new-look faces that I think will be good. But I think really when it gets down to it again, the offense is going to be a key part for our team. It's going to have to be.
Will there be any restrictions, as far as you know, on Marcus Stroman? You know, I know it wasn't an arm injury; it was a knee injury. But will there be innings limits on him? And for example, if Aaron does have to go into the rotation, would there be an innings limit on Aaron? Or have you guys thought yet about how you're going to kind of massage those two young arms? And I mean, I'll throw Osuna in there. Will you have to watch him?
That was Jeff. You know, we really haven't talked about that in depth, to be honest with you. That'll come, but you know, my belief on, you know what, I think if you handle them right during the season, and you know, when things are going well, they're pitching, I mean, they're cruising along, let them run with it. You know, mm-hmm. the outings that they have where they labor a little bit, get them out, and in the long run at the end of the season, you know what, things will be fine. They'll be able to maintain and their arms will be fresh enough to, you know, to take into the postseason. You know, I've never been huge on putting strict innings limits on guys. You know, I never really understood that necessarily because that's not how I came up. You know, and I saw guys in my generation that, you know, they'd go out there, if they're good, they're good. They pitch, and of course, you didn't see all the arm injuries, so I understand where that all came from. But I think if the manager and the coaches, you know, handle it right and protect these guys where they need it, and we can all see them when they're struggling, get them out of that kind of thing. I think we could save some innings late, but there's, I mean, we'll sit down, I'm sure, in the next few weeks, or at least talk about, you know, the roles of those guys, the definite roles and what their limitations are, and I'll get a better idea, you know, Ross Atkins' ideas and things like that, and we'll go from there.
Hey, John, there's been a lot of talk that the Mexican team wants Marco Estrada, Estrada, Osuna, and Sanchez for their WBC, their World Baseball Classic qualifiers in March. Do you have any idea which way the organization would be leaning? And you know, how would you feel about that? Boy, I mean, Estrada, Osuna, and Sanchez. I mean, I know baseball's committed to the WBC. I get that. But, wow, I don't know about that.
That's a tough call, Jeff. You know, they probably have one of them. They could have Osuna. I was kind of hoping Team USA would take the other two.
Okay.
You know, my understanding, they were born in the U.S. You know, let them play for us. They're that good. So, you know, I don't. You know what that? Yeah, that's. You know, I did catch a glimpse of that the other day, and that kind of grabbed me a little bit. you know, it's you know, that we're talking about, you know, arms. You know, we don't want to get carried away, and we want our own supervision. And these guys, you know, you look at the age of Sanchi and Osuna, they're going to be around forever. You know, you got to be a little more delicate with them, and they can get a little crazy in some of those tournaments, I think. So I'd probably, I would probably hope not that doesn't happen, because we've had some, you know, you look back at Laurie, Brett got hurt, you know, a couple years ago in the WBC, and that didn't help us one bit. I'd rather guard on the side of caution and keep him in Dunedin. And hopefully I'm there to witness when that all happens.
Pardon me?
And hopefully I'm there when all that happens.
Well, I think you will be.
Well, the WBC tournament's not what, the following year, though?
Oh, but this is the qualifier, though.
Oh, the qualifier.
Yeah, this is the qualifier.
So okay, all right.
Yeah.
What is that anyway? You know, I kind of, you know, nobody's really filled me.
Yeah, the qualifiers are this spring. So that would be kind of the, I guess, when the Mexican team would want the pitchers for the qualifiers as opposed to the tournament.
Okay.
So you guys still have to give them permission.
Mexico has to qualify, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know how it is, man. It's hard to get into that thing. It's hard to get into that thing.
Apologies on my answer.
No problem. It's still a good answer. I guarantee you the sentiment still holds. I think what you're saying is, if it was up to you, you'd just assume that the guys were in Dunedin, where you can keep an eye on them. I mean, we know what happened to Brett Laurie. Got Brett Laurie hurt, injured himself in batting practice, diving for a ball in practice.
There's too much at stake. You know, we experienced too much fun and success last year to take any chances, you know, I don't even know what their feelings on all that were. You know, everybody's patriotic. I get all that. But the three guys you mentioned, they're pretty, pretty big team guys. I know that.
Now, unless something changes, it looks as if the Jays could be playing this year with both Jose Bautista and Edwin in the final years of their contracts. Could that be a distraction at all? Or John, do you know these guys well enough now that you think you've got a read on what makes them tick and that they would be able to perform up to the level you need them to perform, even if it's a contract year?
Well, you know, Jeff, you know what? Knowing those two guys, like you said, as well as I do now, you know, I think they're just going to be motivated even more. You know, I do know both of them, you know, love playing in Toronto. Really, Toronto gave them their opportunity. You know, the Blue Jays did, and stuck with them, and they really came into their own there, you know, playing in our city there. So there's a little bit of loyalty there, but also, you know, that we all know how the game works, and you only get so many chances at free agency. You know, Jose's not old, but he's getting it on that part, that side of his game where, you know, Father Time's going to start catching up to him in a few years, I would think. Naturally, it has to.
Mm-hmm.
And he's at that point. You know, they only get so many shots at free agency, so I'm sure that's on their mind. But they're both, I guarantee they're both be motivated to have huge years, and that's going to help us.
Hey, John, listen, we appreciate you doing this. I know it's said Christmas Eve. It's a special time, and I know what the off season is worth to you guys, and again, Merry Christmas to you and yours. Have a safe holiday season, and thanks for everything this year, and thanks for the memories, and thanks for the help, and thanks for the advice, and thanks for putting up with Barker when he's here as well.
Hey, JB, hey, same to you guys up there, man. I really enjoy it. Thank you, one of the best, and I enjoy our time together. Now I'm going to go out there, get a cup of coffee, and study up on the WBC Mexican team and find out what's going on.
You don't have to
know. Now that I'm filled in.
Take care, man.
All right, man.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
You too.